In Boston today, more than 4,000 Catholics attended the first lay congress of an organization that didn't exist just 5 months ago. Voice of the Faithful was founded by Boston area Catholics shocked by revelations of extensive sexual abuse by priests and the cover-up of those cases by the church. Most of those attending today's meeting were from New England, but the organization claims that 30 other states and 6 foreign countries were also represented. Father Thomas Doyle, who identified sexual abuse by priests as a wide-ranging crisis some 18 years ago, received the organization's first Priest of Integrity Award. Speaking today, Father Doyle told members that they were taking a first step toward relieving the church hierarchy of the burdens of absolute power.
The most vital members of this church are not those wearing the elaborate robes and sitting on the thrones, but the marginalized, the hurting, the rejected, the forgotten, the voiceless. And today, we're taking back what's been hijacked from us.
Reporter Steve Tripoli was at the conference today, and he joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Steve, Voice of the Faithful, a new group, members came together today. What did they accomplish, and what were they trying to accomplish?
Well, Jackie, first, I think they want to just show their clout to a church hierarchy that one of their leaders says is still regarding this movement, in his words, warily. Voice of the Faithful has started a pretty vigorous brush fire in the grassroots of the church right now, and they're claiming 19,000 members around the country and in 21 other countries after just a few months. And today was a coming out of sorts and an effort to fan those flames.
What can they do that hasn't already been achieved by other sorts of protest groups or petitioners?
What they're saying first is that their anger is driving them and that they're appalled by this cover-up as much as the crimes themselves. And they're saying that even if there is a constructive response to sexual abuse, which they think is forthcoming, they want lay people to have much more power in church decision-making, and they want an end to the top-down command structure that they say has served them so badly in these cases.
Well, of course, a top-down command structure is the Catholic Church hierarchy. Do they have a plan of action that might soften that hierarchy in some way?
Well, they do, and there's actually the beginning of a frontal assault on church finances that Voice of the Faithful leaders say is going to be a key to getting more control for lay people and more accountability for clergy. They announced that they're establishing what they call the Voice of Compassion Fund, and this for the moment will be in the Boston Archdiocese only, but it's meant to be a model. And this fund will collect money for Catholic charities and funnel it directly to those charities outside of the control of the chancelleries. And they're also issuing a report card of sorts for bishops around the country who are going to be monitored by Voice of the Faithful members to see that the bishops follow the steps that they set out for themselves last month. You remember that the Catholic bishops met in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They want to report on whether the bishops actually are dealing with sexual abuse, as they say they will, and those report cards will be issued in November.
Steve, as we mentioned, this group is claiming that it has representatives around the United States and abroad. How do they want to tap into the restiveness that a lot of American Catholics feel with the church?
The effort to expand membership is going to be a major one for them. They have a website set up, votf.org, and they say they're drawing hundreds of thousands of hits on it. Some in the group said that by the end of today's conference, they are going to try to get an agreement from those at the meeting to have another meeting next year in Philadelphia, what they're calling a constitutional convention, where they want to draw up an exact outline of how lay people are going to take a major role in church decision-making.
And aside from their anger, is there a basis or tradition for the laity to make these sorts of demands?
Well, there hasn't been. And, you know, the Voice of the Faithful, people say they're running into a lot of resistance from some members of the clergy. But they also say that the Second Vatican Council back in the 1960s changed all that and that there is now an explicit place for lay people to be taking part in decision-making. And they even went to the trouble for this conference of having 66 prominent theologians issue a statement supporting that claim and the laity's right to play a major role in church affairs.
Just quickly, is there any church response so far?
Well, church leaders say they're listening, and there are conversations between the church leaders here in Boston and Voice of the Faithful people, but there's no sort of set pattern. Some pastors are welcoming it. Some pastors are saying it's a divisive force.
Reporter Steve Tripoli in Boston. Thanks very much, Steve.
You're welcome, Jackie.